listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, Browns Nation, we want you looking good when we see you here at Browns Training Camp beginning July 26th. The Browns Nike Summer Collection just arrived. Jimmy and I are going to go peruse it a little bit later on. Stop into the team shop downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. They're open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and that's 7 days a week, weekends as well. Or you can shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com.
Tuesday here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. Michael Regai along with Jim Donovan sitting in for Nathan and Vic as we had the NFC rookies were here today as part of the Rookie Symposium. The AFC rookies on Friday.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yes, and Michael will be here on this show, and Johnny Manziel will talk to the media
That's
on
what we're
Friday.
Told, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Michael will have first dibs on that because... You know, you'll get that.
Love
stuff
to get
there.
Johnny. Come on up here to the what do Vic and Nathan call it, the dog bowl here in Berea. Maybe we get Johnny to sit here with us, Jimmy.
Yeah,
who
absolutely.
Knows?
Let's go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline right now to the NFL Blitz and welcome in from Denver, Colorado, and Broncos.com. Andrew Mason joins us as we check in with the pulse of what's going on with the Broncos. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Good to talk to you guys.
All right. Big question. Peyton Manning, post-Super Bowl, coming into this year, health of that neck. Tell me all about Peyton Manning.
Well, health-wise, he's fine. I mean, that's actually, you know, they don't have any more concern about him than any other player at this point. He's passed all the medical exams that he has annually after each season, kind of just a checklist of things just to make sure he's ready to go. So, I mean, health-wise, it's like any other quarterback. As long as they can keep the pocket pristine and keep him upright, he's going to be ready to go.
Keep the pocket pristine. I like that. A 38-year-old quarterback, you're right, Andrew, very, very important. Andrew, I'm gonna slide you over to the other side of the football. The defensive side, there were some issues there last year. Von Miller kind of in a state of flux, and then it culminates in Seattle doing a number on the defense as well in that Super Bowl win. So what have the Broncos done to upgrade there, and how do you feel about their D going into this training camp?
Well, certainly they've gotten a personnel upgrade, not just with what they brought in free agency. You know, of course, you guys know about T.J. Ward coming in at safety, Aqib Talib from New England at cornerback, and then DeMarcus Ware as a pass rusher on the other side of Miller. But they get Miller back from the torn ACL that kept him out of the postseason, and he's lost some weight. He now, you know, we know about the suspension, we know about his struggles, but he was also playing with a little extra weight last year, and I think that affected his explosiveness, and he's back to the weight he was before. So I think that will help him as he comes off the torn ACL. Chris Harris, another starting cornerback, he's coming off the torn ACL. He's going to be back. Raheem Moore missed next T.J. Ward at safety, missed a lot of time. He's coming back. So it's not just the free agent, but the guys the Broncos get back from injury that I think will help their defense get back to where they want it to be.
All right, let's talk about T.J. Ward, Andrew, because, boy, when he jumped quickly. He had a designation right on Denver. They had a hot spot for him. He wanted to win. There was no question that the losing here in Cleveland annually was bothering him. So, first of all, tell me about what you expect from him and how he's fitting in on the field. And then there's another side to T.J. off the field, and how's that being handled out there?
Well, on the field, I mean, they're going to use him to try and get more aggressive play from the safety. That's something that they haven't had really since Brian Dawkins retired after the 2011 season. You know how he can get in the box. You know how he can play against the run. You know, John Elway has even talked about using him as the second linebacker in nickel packages and you know, having him play extensively in the box in that scenario. So, you know, we'll see how his use evolves on the field, but I think he brings some flexibility and a little different attitude than they've had at safety. And off the field, I mean, he had the incident last month. I don't think they're really all that concerned about that. I mean, he chalks it up to a misunderstanding. You know, he's actually due in court this week, and I think they're expecting a pretty quick resolution and trying to move on from that.
Andrew Mason, DenverBroncos.com, joining us. All right, what about the two big offensive pass catchers, the Thomases, not related, wideout Demaryius, tight end Julius? I mean, what, between them, 2,200 yards and 22 touchdowns last year, will the Denver Broncos re-sign them and keep them in the fold?
They're trying to. I mean, that's something that John Elway has said is a priority. He wants to have it done before training camp. Last year they were able to get Ryan Clady, the Pro Bowl left tackle, done for a long-term deal before camp, and they just don't want to be doing negotiations during the season. So if they can get both of them done and out of the way and get them the long-term deals, they'll be, you know, they'll be in great shape. If not, I mean, maybe you could, I could see them getting one done but not the other. I don't know which one it would be. But whoever they don't get done, I think they would franchise if they couldn't get a long-term deal done in the coming offseason. But it would be a major, major upset if both of those two don't have long-term contracts in the next few months.
Boy, I would say you're right on that. Now, let me just ask you this, Andrew. Sometimes when a team gets pasted in a championship game, and the Super Bowl being the ultimate one, and that's what happened to the Broncos, they can go one of two ways. They could say, number one, it was a bad day, it wasn't our day, and we'll get them again the next time around. Or number two, they say, hey, we saw something that we have to change. I mean, Seattle did it to us, and maybe somebody else can do it to us if it's not Seattle next year, if it's San Francisco. Did the Broncos take anything from that loss and change themselves?
A little bit. I think you saw with the defensive additions that they wanted guys who were explosive and maybe guys who played with a little bit more physicality and attitude than the defense had. But, I mean, that's only one side of the football. It was also the offense that had a very bad day against Seattle. And I think, you know, what jumped out in that game was how much speed Seattle had defensively and how they were able to exploit the Broncos all over the field. And I think what you see them working on is stuff like maybe a little bit more power running, maybe a little bit more two tight end formation, ways to kind of diffuse the pressure that Seattle got, particularly from the outside. And maybe, you know, if the game is getting away from the offense like that, dial it back and slow it down a bit, change the tempo, and then get back to what they want to do. I could see Julius Thomas, you know, he's going to have a big role, but I could also see Virgil Green, another backup tight end, also drafted in 2011, like Julius Thomas. I could see him having a prominent role. He was out there with the first team quite a bit during OTAs. I think that's just one of the different things the Broncos are going to try to do this year.
All right, Andrew, thanks very much. Tell Dave Logan that we still love him here in Cleveland, the voice of the Broncos. One great former Cleveland Brown. Thanks, Andrew.
No problem. Take care,
Andrew
guys.
Mason,
appreciate it, Andrew.
Broncos.com. You know what? Before we go to break, here's the thing that amazes me about Denver. I never would have thought that they would become so unraveled after the first snap of the game went over their head for a safety. But I thought, you know, you have him at quarterback.
Sure.
They'll get settled down, but they never did.
No, they never did, and I'm right with you, Jimmy. It was mind-boggling
it
continued to get worse. But the biggest thing was that Peyton Manning could not throw the football downfield against that Seattle D. Remember, Jimmy, even everything when he wanted to, check down, come underneath, short horizontal.
You're right. Yeah.
They could not stretch the Seattle defense.
Yeah, and Seattle hit them like they had never been
hit
before.
All the time.
Right, we're back with more. Thanks for Andrew Mason from Broncos.com joining us. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, rolls along after this.